Governor Brownback had struck down an item blocking his administration from making changes to some types of Medicaid services for Kansans with disabilities. But in a statement, he also said he would not pursue changes without lawmaker approval. Democratic Senator Laura Kelly says that took some urgency out of the override effort.
The need for an override didn't seem that extreme because there were some pledges in that veto message. We just have to take the governor at his word.
Senate leaders quickly ended their meeting because some lawmakers were gone and they said it was clear no veto overrides would pass. The 2017 session clocked in at 114 days, tying the 2015 session for the longest in state history. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.